A Calgary company is proposing to build a 460-megawatt power plant in central Alberta. Kwetanok Energy Corp. is looking at constructing the Flippy gas-fired generation project in Clearwater County on 33 acres of privately owned land about 18 kilometers southwest of Rimby. The project would have carbon capture capability and include a 240-kilovolt substation linked to the province's energy grid through an existing transmission line. Natural gas would be supplied by a nearby pipeline. Kwetanok Vice President of Finance for the Power Division Craig Parsons said the project would provide a stable and efficient source of natural gas-fired power and would be part of Alberta's transition to new energy sources after phasing out the last coal-fired generation plant earlier this year. A number of other generation plants are nearing the end of their lifespans and are expected to be phased out in the next few years. We believe there is a need for thermo generation in the province, said Parsons. The power generated by Flippy could also be used to lure businesses such as data centers, which requires large amounts of power. We think there's a significant opportunity to bring in large data centers to the province, he said. If the province can be successful in attracting these technology companies to come here, that would be a big win. Premier Danielle Smith has been supportive of the opportunities provided by data centers, but has made it clear they must provide their own power and not drain the province's grid. That is where Kwetanok's proposal fits in. It's not sucking power off the grid and pushing prices up, said Parsons. Kwetanok has applied to the Alberta Electric System Operator, AESO, which oversees the province's electricity system, for transmission access. AESO is expected to consider the need for the project in early 2025, a process that will include public and stakeholder input. Public consultation is already underway, with input invited from Clearwater, Lacombe, and Pinoca counties. A facilities application is expected to be filed with Alberta Utilities Commission, AUC, which is the approving body. A preliminary project schedule says if the application is approved by the AUC, construction could begin as early as the third quarter of 2027. Air emissions modeling has been done to ensure the power plant will meet provincial emission standards for electricity generation facilities. A detailed noise impact assessment has been done to ensure the finished plant will meet noise standards, and that report will be part of the AUC application. A number of environmental studies, including wildlife, wetland, watercourse, vegetation, rare plant and soil assessments required by Alberta Environment and Protected Places, have been completed. The carbon capture portion of the project is expected to capture 95% of the carbon dioxide produced by the plant. About 1.3 million tons of carbon dioxide will be compressed, dehydrated, and sequestered underground nearby.